IoT is a new and hot topic, and Azure SQL Edge addresses a lot of the challenges that IoT brings to the table. Learn how in this episode of Data Exposed. Hi, I'm Anna Hoffman, and welcome to this episode of Data Exposed. Today, I'm joined by Vasia, who is a program manager on the Azure SQL SQL Server team. Welcome, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me here, Anna.
Now, Vasia, you've told us a lot about, you know, how there's a lot of data in IoT, and there's a lot of things happening at the edge. I'm sure there are some challenges that come with, you know, this volume of data and also doing it in kind of a disconnected state. Can you tell us a little bit more about those challenges?
Of course. So when we look at, as I mentioned in my previous slides, like there were about 180 zettabytes of data that's that we are foreseeing we'll be collecting by the year 2025. And that definitely changes this IoT-driven data landscape. And the challenges are twofold over here. One being network and infrastructure, and the second being data that is collected. So let us look at network. IoT devices are heavily dependent on network, but network availability varies across the globe. So we have low bandwidth, high latency, low network availability, and high cost, which all play a crucial role here. While 5G is aimed at solving some of these problems, it will not be addressed globally. Just take the case of a ship which is in the middle of the Pacific. There are huge stretches over there without internet, and the only internet that would be available is the expensive satellite internet, and that's not reliable at all. When it comes to data, there is this need to process it at the origin of where it's being created for quick decision making. So with the increasing volume, transmitting data constantly is also expensive. Added to that, there is a layer of complexity when it comes to storage and the security of data. So this is where Azure SQL Edge comes in. So Azure SQL Edge is one step closer towards solving these challenges. It is a database that is optimized for IoT deployments. So it's built using the same SQL engine that is present on SQL Server and various other Azure SQL offerings, which means that it provides the same industry-leading security and performance. It also provides the same developer and tooling experience all of us know and trust. So Azure SQL Edge can run on devices that have at least a minimum of one core, and the range of devices is from IoT devices to Edge servers. Further, Azure SQL Edge supports a connected, disconnected, and hybrid scenarios. So let's dive a little deep into the number of new features that are being introduced with Azure SQL Edge. First and foremost, I would like to say that Azure SQL Edge is a fully containerized solution that is compatible with most Docker container engines. So it runs not only on 64 architectures of Intel or AMD devices, but also on ARM 64 devices. When you look over here, you find that SQL Edge includes native support for data streaming. That is, it helps to capture data to and from multiple input and output targets. And this is the same engine that powers Azure Stream Analytics. Second, time series processing. This is another important feature of Azure SQL Edge. So when we say time series processing, it comprises of already existing capabilities in Azure Stream Analytics, such as anomaly detection. And we also have designed T-SQL functions and syntax to query time series data. Next, the most spoken about ML inferencing capabilities on Azure SQL Edge. So what we have now on Azure SQL Edge is ML models can be trained in the cloud and on any other on-premise devices and deployed to the edge, where inferencing can be done on data that is collected over there. Finally, there is also native data movement. By native data movement, what happens is we kind of ensure seamless integration to Azure and make use of the rich ecosystem of data products that are made available to the customer. So what happens over here is data from the edge can be sent to targets such as the Azure Blob Storage, Azure SQL Database, Azure Cosmos DB, et cetera. So this ensures consistent app development and management from cloud to the edge. We are just looking at deploying once, but developing once and deploying anywhere, be it on cloud or on edge. So finally, when it comes to security features, we have data encryption, as well as classification and access controls.
Thanks for showing us this, Vasia. You know, when I think about it, what you did, and I really like the way you showed it to us, you showed us kind of the challenges that IoT faces and poses for, you know, all of data professionals. And then you kind of showed us how Azure SQL Edge is really doing a lot to address these things, whether it's streaming, whether it's machine learning, whether it's, you know, even just, you know, it seems simple, but it's really a big thing. It's just being able to use native T-SQL and the SQL engine that our community knows and loves, you know, really powerful stuff.
Sure. This is something that, given the amount of data that is being generated and what we see going forward, where IoT is the next big thing, analyzing that data and giving timely insights is what will add a lot of value for customers and businesses going forward. And that is exactly what we are trying to solve with Azure SQL Edge here.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show today. We do have a series going. So in the next video of this series, Vasia is going to dive into some actual architectures and reference architectures that you can use and architectures that our customers have used. So again, thanks for joining us today. And we hope that you'll like this video. Leave us a comment of what you're doing with Edge. And we'll see you next time on Data Exposed.